You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 74, The Weight Loss Cure. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 friends. How are y'all today? I'm excited to talk today. I've actually wanted to do this podcast ever since I started the podcast, this topic. And I just never knew if you were ready for it. I'm basing this podcast off a podcast I listened to early in my journey when God was like, Trish, eat plants. Trish, over here. There's this whole diet culture piece over here. You've got to see it so that you can have peace in this journey of taking care of your body. And it was a really powerful podcast that really helped me. I just remember being on my walk and listening and the light bulbs coming on for me. And if you want to listen to this podcaster, her podcast is called Love Your Bod Pod. It's the Love Your Bod Pod podcast. So she's great. And I don't know her name off the top of my head. I haven't listened to her podcast in a few years. But this very specific podcast actually still lives in my brain. So I actually didn't even know what it meant when she said, but the podcast is Weight Loss, When Weight Loss is the Panacea. And I had never even known what a panacea was. And I'm listening to her podcast and I could figure out what she meant by how she talked about it. But I will explain to you what it is first. So the definition of a panacea, if you don't know, because I didn't know, was a solution or remedy for all difficulties or diseases. And so keep that in mind. So literally why I am doing this podcast today is I want you to have another layer of your eyes opened up a little bit more than they already are. We very much live in a culture where weight loss has become the panacea. And you don't believe me? Let's dive in. You want to prevent cancer? You should lose weight. You want to heal your PCOS? You should lose weight. You are unhappy in your marriage? Lose weight. Oh, you're not married and you want to be? You should lose weight. You don't like your job? You want a new job? Oh, you should lose weight. You want to get healthier? You should lose weight. You want to prevent or cure your diabetes? Oh, definitely lose weight. You want to have less anxiety? Lose weight. You want to decrease your risk for heart disease? Lose weight. You want to heal your joint pain? Definitely lose weight. Do you want to stop snoring? Oh, lose weight. Do you want more energy? Lose weight. You want to improve focus and more mental clarity? Definitely, again, lose weight. Do you want to improve confidence? Lose weight. Do you want to find the love of your life? Lose weight. Do you want to enjoy your life? That requires losing weight. Do you want to be happier? Definitely need to lose weight. Do you want to be promoted at your job? You need to lose weight. Do you want to fix your marriage? lose weight. You see where I'm going here? No matter what ails you in this world that we live in, the answer that is given to all of us is always to lose weight. Weight loss is always the panacea of everything. And it's tricky for us in the plant-based world, those of us who are eating God's health code, it's tricky because eating those plants, right, and eating healing foods actually can prevent some of the stuff that's on this list and can reverse things and help things, right? But we have to be really careful the way we talk, because it's not the weight loss, it's not having less fat on your body that creates those results for you. It's actually the healing food that you're putting inside your body that's giving your body what it needs to function properly. But we give weight loss all the power. So you have to know that in America, two women can go to the doctor. One woman being thin and one woman being overweight. They could go to the doctor and they could have the same ailment. The thin woman will have tests run and the doctor will be concerned and the doctor will try to get to the bottom of it. The overweight woman, well, you can guess it. She's told to lose weight. So we see it in so many aspects of our lives. It becomes very lazy medicine for doctors when weight loss is the cure for everything. I mean, why worry, you know, have any kind of other solution for anything when weight loss is the panacea, right? So I want you to start thinking in your own life how you have seen weight loss as a panacea for you, how it has been the cure that you've needed to solve all your difficulties and to solve any disease that you have, we think requires weight loss. And some people will say to me, well, I really do. I feel like if I lost some weight, I would be more confident. And I've had to, you know, that's come up in coaching sessions. And I've had to say, okay, but why are we confident? Confidence doesn't come from the way our body looks. Confidence comes from our thoughts, right? Like, you can choose to be confident right now with how you decide to think. Confidence is available to you right now. You don't have to wait for weight loss to have confidence. Same thing with being happier, but I would just be happier if I was in a smaller body. Happiness comes from your thoughts. Happiness does not come from your size of your body. But because we live in a world where weight loss is the panacea of all things, we think that it absolutely does. And I want you to see the world and the fat phobia that exists in the world. I live in a body where I can go to the store and I can buy clothes at a normal store. They just at a regular store. That's some thin privilege for me. And if you have that, I want you to see your thin privilege. Going to a movie theater and being able to sit in a movie theater and you fit in a movie theater seat or in the seat at the temple, also thin privilege. Like, and I'm not saying thin privilege like you should feel bad about it. I just want you to recognize that our world has some pretty serious fat phobia. And we all tend to buy into it. It's part of being in the fishbowl. Because even we can come out and take a breath and we can see that we don't want to swim in there anymore and we want to live a different life. But then for some reason we get out and we think that everyone else in larger bodies that are swimming, you know, that are outside not swimming in the fish tank, that they should be. Like, if you're overweight, we tend to think, why are you overweight? Why aren't you back in the fishbowl trying to fix it? Because we think that weight loss fixes everything. And it's just not true. Are there benefits to having less fat on your body? Of course there are. But across the board, let's go through them. If we want to prevent cancer, well, quit putting cancerous foods in your mouth that your body can't process and use the way it needs to. You want to just decrease the risk of heart disease? Then quit eating food that slows your bloodstream down so that your heart can't pump the way it's supposed to and it clogs arteries, right? Do you have joint pain? Well, maybe you need some physical therapy. Maybe you need to increase movement for that joint pain. Maybe you need to eat the food that helps the joint pain to not have inflammation, right? How about gout? That's another one. You have gout, lose weight. How about stop eating the foods that create the gout problem? You want more energy? Energy does not come because you have a smaller body. Energy comes because you choose to start moving your body. Do you want to find the love of your life? Lose weight. And I say, not true. You want to find the love of your life? Then you need to start looking and having and the thoughts that you need that says, hey, I'm worthy of love and the right person will love me. There are thousands and thousands of women in larger bodies whose spouses love them. We just get, and when we're in the fishbowl, we think, well, we need to be a certain size to be lovable. And that's just not true. You're lovable right now. We talked about confidence. I could just love my life more if I was in a smaller body. The only way you love your life more is when you decide to have new thoughts about your life. When you decide to change the story about the life that you're living. That's all. It's just a decision today. You can love your life more right in this moment. But I can't wear a bathing suit until I lose weight. I say this all the time on the podcast. That's just so not true. You have to come to my water park and watch. The only reason you're not wearing a bathing suit is because you're not giving yourself permission to wear the bathing suit. Because I go to that water park and I see women in all sizes who are giving themselves permission to even wear bikinis. And I think good for them. Good for them that they are not letting their body stop them from living their life. You want to get healthier? We know you can get healthier with your next meal. Do you want to cure your diabetes? I mean, that's one of the things that Dr. McDougall is so proud of, is he says he can help you manage your blood sugars within a week. I'm telling you, you did not lose all the weight you needed to lose in a week when you work with him. That's not true. So yeah, all of these things, all the things in our life that we think that weight loss will attribute to, it's just not true. And I remember listening to this idea that weight loss is the panacea for all things, that's what we believe in our society, and thinking, oh my goodness, and I've fallen for it. I've believed it. And just having the knowledge and the awareness to say, bull crap, that is not true. It's what we all believe, and it's what we all think, and it's where we all think that we will start enjoying our life and our life will be enhanced and life gets better in a smaller body. Those thoughts are just keeping you from living your best life, from you living a big, beautiful life in whatever body size you have right now, because it's just not the panacea that we're taught that it is. So yeah, today my message is kind of short and sweet. I want you to see that weight loss is not a panacea. It is not the solution or remedy for all difficulties or diseases. And if that is a thought that you've been having, that that is what's going to cure everything in your life, I want you to see that that is just a belief that you've chosen, a story that you don't have to believe anymore. You can write a new story and you can start to believe something different. You can believe that all of those things on that list are available to me. And weight loss, I'm not anti-weight loss. Weight loss happens when you start to feed your body the healthy, nutritious food that it needs to heal. That's probably going to happen. And those of us that are in more smaller bodies, it might not look the way you think it might look. And we have to decide that bodies are wise, our body's never wrong, and my body's doing exactly what it needs to in the best interest of me to keep me alive. And that weight loss can be a panacea if we let it, but it's not. It's just not. So start to question those thoughts and beliefs that you have about yourself and even about other people, thinking other people should, you know, we should all be just be, everyone should be working full time at being in smaller bodies. We kind of have that belief. It's kind of like the American belief and no one questions it. Well, what if we just start accepting that there's different bodies and start to accept that we can live big, beautiful lives in whatever body size that we have, and we can take really good care of it, and we can watch with curiosity to see what could happen when we feed our body plants, what healing can take place. But we get to live a big, beautiful life in the meantime. All right, everybody, that's all I got today. Have a great day, have a great day, have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that,
And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user-friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe.
Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.